So what happened to all those progressive women who once cared about women, especially women in power? Well, it all goes away if you aren't their kind of woman. Suddenly, oppression is necessary. Here's our favorite sack of spoiled potatoes. Joy Behar explaining that activists had to go into the bathroom to confront Senator Sinema.
Sinema is MIA all over the place. Yeah. She's not around. They call her to have a meeting. They try to get her on the phone. Mm-hmm. She's like a missing person. So this is the only alternative they have.
Easy for her to say. No one's brave enough to follow Joy Behar into the can. Talk about a death wish. 6 feet of distance versus that blast radius? The only time I'd agree with Fauci about wearing multiple masks. So, okay, Sinema being MIA makes it okay for her to be bullied in a bathroom? By Joy's logic, right-wing activists should be in a line 15 deep in front of a stall when Kamala is dropping the kids off at the pool. An old phrase. I mean, talk about someone being MIA. She's the first VP in history who can only be found with an Amber Alert.
I hope it was okay to open the show with some Friday funnies.
He was in rare form, wasn't he?
Greg Gutfeld, he is funny.
There's literally nothing sacred.
No.
Like, you can't even go to the bathroom in peace.
No.
Oh, boy.
And I'm curious. I would like to know the background of the... Because nobody ever really follows these people. Sometimes they do. They call out the people that film. Well, you know, Jenny over there is actually an illegal immigrant, the one that was filming her and asking her the questions or something. Sometimes right. We find out who those actual people are.
They're usually little punky trust fund babies mm-hmm. who are... going to some, you know, yeah,
elite school,
yeah. And they're studying not theology, but they're studying
anthropology or yeah, something.
I don't know.
There's apology at the end.
There was a particular phrase I was thinking. Philosophy.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they're studying philosophy. Mm-hmm. They're a philosophy major. So anyway, yeah, it would be interesting to know though.
Yeah,
I think so.
So it's Friday.
I know.
Gosh, I'm so
it's
excited.
It's hard to believe. I've got some good Friday funnies coming up.
Yeah, you do.
In a little bit.
Yeah, so there's laughter in the queue.
Mm-hmm. So we have that. And my computer is coming up here.
Okay, good.
It's just taking its sweet time. That's all right. So are you ready for your thought of the day? All right, here we go. If you think it can't be done, please don't interfere or interrupt the rest of us trying to do it.
Hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
If you think it can't be done, please don't interfere or interrupt the rest of us who are trying to get it done.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do.
I think it's good.
Hey, I tell you what. I have a lot of respect for people that, you know, sometimes they're a little rough around the edges, but they get things done. And usually they're bumping into people trying to get things done.
Sometimes.
And, you know, it...
And here's the other thing. If you've got something laid on your heart that you're supposed to be doing,
right.
That doesn't mean you have to share that with everybody.
Exactly.
Because some people don't need to know because right. They're going to be downers all
sure.
the time.
Yeah. Debbie's around.
Be careful who you share your dreams with, for
hey,
sure.
The fact that I'm sitting here, a professor once said, no, it'll never happen. My dream to do what I wanted to do in radio back in the... late 80s, early 90s. He says it'll never happen.
Why would he say that?
I don't know, but it happened for almost 10 years at a radio station, that idea, that concept I had in my head.
Uh-huh.
And it was there, and you surround yourself people that will encourage you along the way.
Well, I mean, you have to have the right people.
Sure.
Because you don't want to just be in an echo chamber. You want to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's
but it
it's
made me double. It made me double down and said, you know, I really believe it. I'm not going to let that person discourage me, and I'm going to work even harder.
It's an interesting dynamic,
and it gets you places.
Here's our text number 434-248-0704. This is where we want you to get that brain going and. Make a guess as to our Mind Jam trivia.
I think I know the answer to today's Mind Jam trivia question, and here it is. This state in America is a tax haven that ranks right up there with the Cayman Islands and ahead of old-fashioned locations like Switzerland. What state are we talking about that's a tax haven?
Not Virginia.
Yeah, not Virginia.
Yeah. That would be the ones that tax you out the wazoo, not a tax haven. So there's one state in America that is a tax haven.
Hmm.
Like, I didn't know this.
Right.
I mean, right up there with the Cayman Islands? Come
yeah, that's,
on.
That's
pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so send us your guess, 434-248-0704. Or maybe you're like Mark and you know it. I don't know.
A lot of great sound bites today.
On this day in history, we'll start it with 1942, the comedy duo Abbott and Costello launched their...
I'd like to know some of the guys' names on a team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to them.
Why, surely I'll introduce you to the boys. But you know what we have on the bags? We have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
What silly name... I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
Have you got a first baseman?
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
So they launched their weekly radio show on mm-hmm. this day in history. In 1971, John Lennon releases what is arguably his greatest mm-hmm. hit ever, mm-hmm. The mega hit single Imagine. Yeah, it's a great song. It's sad,
yeah,
but it's a great song. Mm. 1998, U.S. House of Representatives votes to impeach Bill Clinton on charges of lying about his affair with Monica Lewinsky.
Now, Eyewitness News.
Congress has never, never removed the president from office. Is this where we want to set the bar for future presidents?
It's presidential conduct that Congress will now investigate. Tonight, the House Judiciary Committee votes to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Clinton's behavior.
That first voice after Eyewitness News was a Democrat.
Look,
isn't it funny what they did to Donald Trump?
I think what was interesting was he was so vilified when he was just talking stupid with the other guy,
mm-hmm.
and yet they would defend Bill Clinton.
Right.
Who's basically molesting an intern.
Right. Who was just 20.
She wasn't even.
I wish she would have been 19, because just the whole word intern, 19, I think it wouldn't have made any difference.
She still wasn't an adult. I mean,
yeah.
She couldn't even drink or anything.
Right.
2004, Martha Stewart begins 5 months incarceration at federal prison camp. For inside trading and obstruction of justice.
The sign at the local diner says it all. Welcome, Martha. Welcome to Alderson, West Virginia, the prison town that will be Martha Stewart's home for the next 5 months. But this is not a vacation. This is a sentence. Martha Stewart turning herself in tomorrow morning.
Did Snoop Dogg come and visit her? Because they're best buddies now.
I don't think they were friends then. But I will say, Martha has risen above the fray of that.
Yes.
I mean, the very idea that she was able to just regain her, mm-hmm. her career, really.
Yeah.
Whereas Paula Deen is still struggling.
Sure.
But interesting. Yeah. 2018, New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees becomes NFL's all-time leader in passing yards.
Didn't know it was going to happen on the first play to Traquan, but I don't think it could have happened in any better fashion than it did. And to have then that moment with my teammates on the field, the offensive line. It played out even greater than I ever could have imagined.
Now, I think Trey in the mid-studio knows this fact, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, but just the other night, Drew Brees was a commentator on the field when Tom Brady broke that very record. Am I correct on that, Trey? Yes, he's giving me a thumbs up.
Poor Peyton Manning.
Oh, gosh, yeah, he beat Peyton Manning.
He held that for a hot second. Yeah. All right, we've got some celebrity birthdays today.
Yeah.
Matt Damon having a birthday. He's 51.
Born ultimatum.
I guess I owe you an apology.
Is that official?
No, off the record. You know how it is.
Goodbye.
Wait. David Webb.
It's your real name. You were born 4/15/71 in Nixon, Missouri. Why don't you come in and we'll talk about it?
Something was very wrong here.
Get some rest, man. You look tired.
He's looking right at her.
This is one of the most intense scenes of the of that movie. I get chills hearing it. He is talking to her on a phone, and he is in a vacant office across the street in one of these multi-level buildings in New York City. And he tells her what you just heard at the end. Get some rest. You look tired. And I mean, she puts the phone down and she's looking around.
That's a little creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Bruno Mars is having a birthday today. He's 36.
This is also intense music.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on. Put your pinky fingers to the moon.
Yep, it gets you going. I bet you play that a lot at weddings.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver is also having a birthday today. She's in one of my favorite movies.
Oh.
Working Girl.
I didn't.
That's okay.
You're going to be disappointed because I'm quirky on a Friday. No doubt about it.
Well, she's 72.
Not Guarding the Galaxy. What was the Galaxy spoof of a Star Trek movie she was in with Tim Allen?
Really? What about the engines?
Computer, what about the engines? Why don't we have power?
The beryllium sphere has fractured under stress.
It's fractured.
Computer, is there a replacement beryllium sphere on board?
Computer, is there a replacement?
You know, that is really getting annoying.
Look, I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm going to do it, okay?
Galaxy Quest, I think, is what it was called.
I've never even heard of that
movie. Oh, it's a funny movie. It's you need to watch it. If you need a good laugh, it's a funny movie.
Okay. All right. If you say so. We also have, Chevy Chase. He's 78.
I know. I went back in the archives way, way, way back.
And now, weekend update with Chevy Chase.
Any dessert topping will do, as far as I know. I'll talk to you later. Good evening. Let's take a look at the top story, shall we? Well, tennis player, ophthalmologist, transsexual Dr. Renee Richards is writing a book about her life. It is tentatively titled, Tennis Without Balls.
Wow.
You couldn't get away with that joke now.
No.
I think they'd call him out.
Yeah, probably anyway. So. The good old days.
Yes.
Also turning 78 today is R.L. Stein.
I don't know why I began writing. I started when I was 9 years old. I was a weird kid. I would just stay in my room typing. I found this old typewriter up in the attic. I dragged it down to my room. And I started typing little magazines, little funny magazine. And my mother would be outside, always saying, out my room saying, go outside and play. What's the matter with you?
But he found his passion early.
He did.
Yeah.
And my kids loved his books.
Mm-hmm.
So he impacted a lot of kids, motivated them to read.
Yeah.
For sure. Hmm. Also having a birthday today, Jesse Jackson.
I got to tell you, this is from the 1984 Democratic Convention. And honestly, I wish we could go back to Democrats talking like this.
Young America, hold your head high now. We can win. You must never stop dreaming. Face reality, yes. But don't stop with the way things are. Dream of things as they ought to be. Dream. Face pain. But love, hope, faith, and dreams will help you rise above the pain.
I mean, to me, that's an inspirational
line.
Give me that,
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
I'll take that, Jesse Jackson, any day.
No doubt.
Of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since we've heard him talk like that.
But. Yeah.
Also having a birthday today, we got some NASCAR people.
I know. I see that. Thank you. It's fulfilling a need in my life.
Hey, Bubba Wallace, he turns 28.
And he won his first race just last week at Talladega.
History made once again. Bubba Wallace gets his first career win. He's just the second African-American to ever win at the highest level of NASCAR. Over 50 years ago, Wendell Scott was the first.
I mean, he was jacked up. As he should be.
And doesn't your wife like him? Is Bubba Wallace one of the ones that she likes?
Well, yeah, we both like Bubba Wallace, and we were happy to see him win. I mean, she likes a lot of the young drivers because she's young.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. We also like this guy's son a whole lot, the number 9 car, Chase Elliott. Elliott's our last birthday.
Yeah, and he's 66.
Yes.
He's closer to your age than Bubba Wallace's.
Stop.
Come to turn two, down.
One of the sport's most popular drivers ever.
Elliott looking for career victory number 43 and his first here on these hallowed grounds. He's dominated the race today. He will have led 93 of 160 laps. Now he's one corner away from an Indianapolis Winners Trophy. And now Bill Elliott joins the list of winners of the Brickyard 400 at Indy.
He will kiss the bricks and drink that gallon of milk. Bill Elliott, we had a chance to meet him.
Really?
We had pit passes, and we were leaving the pit pass because the race was getting ready to start. And you know, it's funny when you see people on TV, and you've experienced this because you've interviewed some pretty big stars over the years. You get to see them for the first time in real face-to-face, and maybe they don't have the makeup on, and they look a little bit different. I said, honey, I think that's Bill Elliott coming towards us. And I said, Mr. Elliott, and he's taller than I thought he would be, and he was gracious. I said, we're huge fans of your son, and he thanked us. And stuff, and you could tell he was busy to get back to the pit box because the race was getting ready to start.
Sure.
But he was nice enough to stop and talk to us for a second.
Well, we got to get to break, but
before we do,
Mind Jam Trivia: this state in America is a tax haven that ranks right up there with the Cayman Islands and ahead of old-fashioned locations like Switzerland. We want to know, what state are we talking about? And we've had Delaware, yes, Connecticut, South Dakota, and Tennessee. We'll let you know what state we're talking about when we return.
Big sports weekend in NASCAR. They're in Charlotte at the Roval.
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time. You
the Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time. You just save me.
Dope. You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
Just watch, we're going to set another landmark decision with our Mind Jam trivia this morning here on the Morning Jam. Wait a minute.
There you go.
People get into that song so much when they dance, they sing that one. It's just one of those songs that works.
And I love the video that they did where they show all the old Hollywood people dancing to this song.
Oh, cool.
It's very, very cool.
Oh, I've seen that one too.
It's great.
It's whoever put that together, they mixed it amazingly.
Very fun. It must have taken them a long time.
Sure.
All right, you got our Mind Jam trivia?
I do. This state in America is a tax haven that ranks right up there with the Cayman Islands, and ahead of old-fashioned locations like Switzerland. What state are we talking about that is that tax haven in America?
And you guess?
I guess New Hampshire.
No, it's South Dakota.
Seriously?
Gizmo got it right.
Way to go, Gizmo.
It is South Dakota. They have no income tax, no inheritance tax, no capital gains tax, but they've gone even further. They allow extreme secrecy when law enforcement comes knocking and protects assets from being claimed by creditors, ex-spouses, or pretty much anybody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, what's her face over there, isn't it? Nome? Isn't that her name, the governor?
I don't know. It is Republican run.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Nome.
But a Dakota Trust is one of the most potent force fields money can buy.
Mm-hmm.
And they started carving out a position to draw in some of the wealthiest people and putting their money there. And it works.
How about that?
For him.
Kristi Noem, very attractive lady. I think she's going to run for president, but, you know, who knows?
Now, other tax haven states include Nevada and Delaware, now ranks second,
really?
Only to the Cayman Islands.
Wow. Well, good for them.
So, South Dakota offers the best privacy and asset protection laws in the country, possibly the world.
That is amazing.
Says tax expert Harvey Benzozzi.
Okay. Huh.
So, I wonder what they think about these new policies.
Yeah, with the tracking of the money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to fly in South Dakota.
Yeah. No.
You go, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to move.
Bring it to the rest of the country, please.
Right. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
So. I didn't. That's
thought it was interesting.
That's breaking news to me.
Okay.
Important news, really.
Well, we have some breaking news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Kimberly McBroom is going to be joining us from WDBJ7, as she always does. State police are investigating a fatal crash. That's in Giles County.
Okay.
Got some important dates for the election she's going to review with us.
Okay.
And a new community vaccine center is coming to Roanoke.
Nice.
So we've got all that on the way in just a little bit. What are you working on?
Well, in the 7 o'clock hour, by way of just letting you all know, we're going to get a couple phone calls coming in. Julie Wheeler is one of those phone calls around 7:36. She's going to tell us what's the latest unfortunate scams that are out there having to do with Cybersecurity Awareness Month being this month. So we'll talk to Julie around 7:36. And then we hope to hear from Robert Cloutis for the Truckers Parade coming up here this weekend. A lot of good things happening in this, sports-wise, festival-wise. You know, we've got the Oktoberfest in Roanoke that we told a friend just last night who lives in Roanoke that we got a chance to see. Oh, he wasn't even aware of it, so he's going to check that out on Saturday. And as far as stories go, let me open up my little thing here. I'm going.
Well, I have another update on a new Emerson College polling has come out.
All right.
And it looks quite different from the one that we had last week.
Oh, okay, good.
Pretty neck and neck.
Yeah, I got one of those little sticky situations where the tractor trailer was taller than the bridge.
Yikes, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I'll have that story and a couple other little things here locally. We'll do that in just a little bit. CBS News Brief is next. Welcome on this Friday, and of course, Friday Funnies out there just in the wings, ready to be put on the air for you and I to laugh.
Currently 63 degrees in Amherst, 63 in Lynchburg and Bedford. We have 66 in Danville, 64 in Roanoke and Salem.
So we have a lot of truck drivers that listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Alan and Trucker Bob and a few others, Stan the Man, who listens to us all over the country. Doug is, I believe, a truck driver.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
And, you know, I've talked to my brother-in-law about certain loads that, because he moves a lot of heavy equipment. Some of this equipment's pretty tall, and he has to, and he's got software on his phone and all that kind of stuff that directs him certain ways so, you know, he doesn't mess with the overpasses. And, you know, this can be a real thing. I've seen it happen to tractor trailers and just simple box trucks. They were just too tall. They're in a rural area. Thursday afternoon, motorists in Northwest Roanoke were told find an alternate route because Schaefer's Crossing, it was blocked off Salem Avenue northwest to Johnson Avenue because a tractor trailer that was too tall tried to go under the overpass. The photograph is quite telling. You know, it sort of squashed the roof and bent, you know, the frame of a trailer. It's pretty strong, but it's not for that kind of pressure. You could see how jammed it kind of crushed it to one side. They finally got the truck out, but it held up traffic in that part of Roanoke for quite a while just yesterday.
So a new poll is showing where Virginia voters stand on key issues in the governor's race. It's the NextStar Emerson College poll that shows Virginia voters are split on which candidate they think would best handle the pandemic as governor. The poll of 620 likely voters show McAuliffe and Youngkin practically even. A virtual tie in the governor's race had a margin of error of plus or minus 3.9%. The poll reveals where Virginia voters stand on key issues like the economy, grocery tax, and who should have more influence on school curriculums. It gives further insight into where the electorate stands on abortion and whether they believe Youngkin has been honest about his position. Additionally, it provides clarity on the impact of Joe Biden's endorsement of McAuliffe's campaign. Youngkin says he's encouraging people to get vaccinated, but he doesn't believe they should be required to get one. McAuliffe generally supports vaccine mandates and has accused Youngkin of spreading anti-vax rhetoric. So we'll go over some more of the fine details of this, because they break it down by topics on who they think would, which one comes closest to their positions on things.
Okay.
So
Campbell County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help They want to find the person and the piece of equipment that was stolen, a Caterpillar number 259D skid steer loader from a property in the Rustburg area in the early hours of Thursday, yesterday. The theft it's a pretty big piece of equipment. By way of, it would have to be put on a decent sized trailer. I've rented one of these skid steers, how I did a lot of the work behind my house. It's like a glorified Bobcat with a big track on either end, either side, I mean, left and a right track. So it sort of looks like a triangular rubber track. It is, Cat equipment's typically yellow. If you've seen a piece of equipment like that and it sort of looks out of place, hey, wonder why that's over there. You may want to consider talking to the authorities if things look suspicious. Senior investigator Stuart Herndon said, call this number, 434-592-9574, or you can call Crime Stoppers at 888-798-5900 to help solve this crime. This is this equipment, new, is about $25,000. So it's no cheap piece of equipment stolen, and these kinds of things happen, and it may be well out of the state of Virginia by now, Janet. It just depends.
Well, a Lynchburg murder case highlighted a Republican event held against the Virginia Parole Board. In 1975, Earl Inge shot and killed Clifford Smith through the window of his Lynchburg home right in front of his family. We've talked about this case before. For the last 46 years, the family has fought to keep Inge behind bars to serve his life sentence. In April of 2020, they found out Inge was going to get parole, as the Department of Corrections was releasing inmates early to decrease the population because of the coronavirus. But the Smiths had a letter promising Inge would not be up for parole until February of 2021. The parole board had no record of their letter, but they did keep him behind bars. For the first time since her husband's death, Judy Smith spoke about the fight for justice for her late husband at an event for the Republican candidate to be Virginia's next governor, Jason Mraz. She said she truly believed it would just be a matter of time before he would hurt someone again.
Right.
Lynchburg Commonwealth Attorney Bethany Harrison, which we've had here on the show talking about this very issue, says under the current parole board, there are many other cases just like this one. She says in 2020, 95 inmates were released early, and 35 of those were murderers, some with life sentences.
Yeah.
Judy Smith says she and her family intends to continue fighting for Inge to remain in prison. You know, somebody, Marius says that he knows Mark Herring has bragged that he's turned his office into a progressive powerhouse. And I would like to turn it back into its law enforcement focus.
Yes.
And the first thing he's going to do is that. The second is to encourage the parole board to actually follow the law. So how refreshing would that be?
Yeah, that would be.
So we were talking about that new poll that came out. It was very interesting to see. So they broke it down into several categories. You had how do you believe, which candidate do you believe would best handle the COVID-19 crisis? McAuliffe had 50.5, Youngkin 47.9. When it comes to abortion, which comes closest to your position? Should always be legal was 32%, legal with restrictions 27%, legal in special circumstances 23%, legal in all circumstances is 14%. So
okay,
and then when it comes to should parents or school boards have more influence on the school's curriculum, 52% said parents.
Only 52%? Burr, burr,
burr. And well, 16% were unsure of their opinion.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez.
Only 33% said school boards.
Okay.
And they probably didn't have kids.
Right.
Regardless of who you're voting for, which candidate for governor do you believe will best handle the economy? Listen to this one. Terry McAuliffe, 49.2. Glenn Youngkin, 49.1.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Should the 2.5% grocery tax in Virginia be eliminated? 62% said yes.
Good.
18% said no.
Okay.
this is looking pretty good.
Yeah, because this is one I would say is one of his foundational things in his platform, Glenn Youngkin. He wants to get rid of it.
Yeah, he wants it to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden's endorsement could hurt McAuliffe.
Mm-hmm.
38% said it didn't make a difference, but the others said it did. So, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's interesting.
Did you see the, I don't have the audio, but did you see the whole deal with Kerry, who is the climate czar or something? I don't know. He's running around, you know, in jets making the carbon footprint get bigger. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he claimed in an interview with two guys, I think, from Foreign Press, and he was in another country when he said, you know, that Biden wasn't totally aware of what was going on with the submarine deal.
Isn't aware of what's going on,
right.
Period.
the submarine deal that upset Australia and France.
Okay.
It upset France more than Australia. France pulled their ambassador a few weeks ago. Now they're back and all that. But Kerry said he just wasn't aware of what was going on, didn't know about the situation. This is pretty high-level stuff.
It's so frightening.
Yeah. And then, you know, he's backpedaling, you know, and you can almost see it in his Botox face of John Kerry that, oh, did I just say that? Mm. You know.
Oh, you said it. You definitely said it.
And here's the guy that thought he was going to be president. By the way, they didn't fight it for very long. Al Gore had a much bigger fight because of the hanging chads in Florida. But there was a fight over whether Ohio went to George Bush in his second election. You know, because there's always been question about, is this legit or whatever, especially on the Democrat side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, they made it seem like when Trump came out and said that he didn't lose the election and it was, you know, had fraud all over it. There's been those claims by Democrats for years and years and years. They wouldn't even let George Bush hardly get his administration put together because they held out to the very last second and the Supreme Court had to decide, which was messy.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But anyway, it's just funny when the shoe's on the other foot.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting stuff. Yeah. That's for sure. All right. Hey, we've got your Friday Funnies on the way.
Yes,
but
we
first,
do.
We're going to go to the kitchen.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
So Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they have a meat department that's cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. You want something special for the grill? Just give their butchers a call. They'll have it waiting for you when you get there, and they just have some great specials this week. We're going to share those with you in just a little bit, but go by and see Todd and the crew today and tell them we sent you. So today's recipe is hearty enough to stand alone, or it would be a great side. It's a roasted veggie pasta. You're going to start with any type of hearty pasta. You want it to be hearty enough to stand up. So mm-hmm. Maybe the bow ties or something like that. Maybe even a rotini, something hearty.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to start out with preheating your oven to 400 degrees. You're going to place the feta and the vegetables on a parchment-lined sheet, and you're going to toss them and drizzle it with a tablespoon of olive oil and some salt. Now, the veggies that you're going to be roasting are a cup of cherry tomatoes, a red onion cut into thin wedges, two small zucchinis. I prefer the small ones. I think they're better in this. Cut into half-inch pieces, an orange bell pepper diced into half-inch pieces, and that's the veggies that you're going to use for this. You'll drizzle the oil over everything, and then you're going to bake it in the oven until literally those tomatoes just kind of roast and burst open.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they're so delicious that way. Meanwhile, you're going to boil the pasta in pretty salty water. According to package directions, drain it and set it aside. And then when the vegetables and feta are finished baking, combine the feta and pasta in a large bowl until it's evenly dispersed. It's basically going to coat that pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to add the vegetables, remaining salt, pepper, lemon juice, and you can even put some arugula in there or spinach and stir it until it's combined. You can serve it immediately or you will stay in your refrigerator for up to 4 days. It's yummy. Nice. Check out the recipe by going to Facebook. Type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam. Brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L, save with the General Mills cereal sale, 2 for $5. Philly Gourmet Angus Beef Patties are only $5.99 for 24 ounces. Family Pack Assorted Bone-In Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Save on Boneless Beef Chuck Roast, $5.59 a pound. Pork Steaks and Country Style Ribs are $1.99 a pound. And Hanover Sweet Potatoes are 2 for $4. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
To have these planes to take the visitors and tourists from like one island to the next, it's a quick trip, like a 20-minute flight. By the time the plane gets to the proper attitude, it's time to start the descent. They call this island hopping, okay? Really, it only holds about 18 to 20 people. Sometimes it's got one or two propellers. But the point is, they have to know the weight of everything on board the aircraft before the plane can take off. And the guy comes up to me, he's got a clipboard in his hand. He says, "Sir, how much do you weigh?" I said, "Why do you need to know?" He says, "So we'll know how much fuel to put in." I said, "Fill it up." I weigh 500 pounds. Fill it up. Wouldn't you hate to die in a plane crash because some fat woman lied about her weight?
Hey. Look, we've all done the math.
I know.
I've been in an elevator before going, what's the capacity on this elevator?
I'll wait for the next one.
Or the rides.
Oh, yes.
The rides where they weigh everybody before they, I'm good. You guys go ahead. I'll catch you later. Mm. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, has it got to be a woman?
I know. I was thinking that myself.
Because guys don't lie about their weight. They don't care.
Well, pretty much. A tractor-trailer crash on Route 460 slowing traffic in Campbell County. Motors should seek alternate routes this morning due to a tractor-trailer crash near Liberty University.
So where is it again?
It says that it's vague, but it says Route 460 near the ramp at 501 Business. So that's not vague, but it's vague as far as what time it happened. They're just saying find some alternate routes. If you're noticing traffic is backed up, that's why. Because of a 460 just southeast of Lynchburg, crash near the ramp, Route 501 Business.
All right, so now you know.
Now you
avoid
know.
Avoid that area if you can.
Also, Grayson County schools are closed, it says, to various reasons going on. Grayson County Public Schools reportedly closed for various reasons, and that's what they're saying. So it could be COVID, it could be anything. So
we've been talking a lot about the Department of Justice and all the overreach and all the, you know, there's no freedom anymore and they're just wanting to be in everybody's business. I have a story today that actually shows that the feds are doing things that really matter, that we can all get behind.
Oh, good.
I know.
This is awesome.
It is. It's exciting. This is a story from NPR.
Yeah.
Feds are reportedly looking into why McDonald's ice cream machines are always busted.
Dang! I know. They're doing something that matters.
Exactly. We were just talking about this yesterday.
Goodness, they must be listening to the show.
Maybe they are. I don't know.
This is for real. You're not joking.
No, I'm very serious. So it's well known among, because we mentioned it just casually yesterday and got a flurry of texts.
No pun intended, for, flurry, get it?
I didn't really connect that, but I didn't say a McFlurry. but a McFlurry of text talking about how it happens all the time.
Right.
So apparently, this is something that's been brought to the attention of the higher-ups for quite a while. McDonald's has acknowledged the issue.
Right.
But consumers are not loving it.
Hmm.
The problem has gotten so widespread that there's even an online tool that allows you to track malfunctioning machines across the U.S.
Oh, you're kidding. Right. To avoid those,
right.
McDonald's.
You might want to download
Go
that.
Go to exit 27. It's just 5 miles further.
I wonder if there's a Hot Fresh Now app. You know, that works like the one where everybody's working together.
Right.
Like the travel one.
Oh, yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That would
Instead
be
of like red lines on the interstate, there's like little donuts that pop up and say,
right.
Fresh Now.
Well, there's an app for the ice cream. According to the report in the Wall Street Journal. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
The Federal Trade Commission contacted McDonald's franchise owners over the summer looking for information about the broken ice cream machines. McDonald's franchisees have long griped about the machines, the newspaper reported, which require a nightly cleaning cycle that can fail and then requires a technician to fix it.
Wow.
The move comes as the Biden administration looks broadly at whether manufacturers have been blocking owners from fixing broken products themselves.
Wow.
Hey.
This is your tax dollars at work.
That's right.
Finally doing something.
Advocates of the right to repair movement say companies should
it's a movement.
Yeah. Should not make it nearly impossible for users and independent technicians to repair the ice cream machines. The FTC declined to comment on the report. In July, the commission announced it would increase law enforcement efforts against manufacturers that impose repair restrictions on businesses, government agencies, workers, and consumers.
This has been going on since summertime. This is amazing.
In a statement, McDonald's USA said it had no reason to believe it was the focus of an FTC investigation.
Wow. Breaking news right here on The Morning Jam on a Friday.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
I'm loving it.
Wow. They're not loving it, though. They are pretty ticked about it. Ah, yes.
You know what? That is a Jim Gaffigan monologue in the making.
Oh, yeah, it is.
He needs to take that and run with that one.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Mm-mm-mm.
You would think Jim Gaffigan and I are 800 pounds as much as we both talk about food.
We're
both a little chunky. Okay, we're chunky monkeys, or as you call us, what, huskies or
chuskies?
Yeah.
You're kind of between a husky and a chubby. So
right.
You're a chusky.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not quite there, you know.
I resemble that remark.
You're not to the point where the doctor's going, okay, Mark, our goal is to get you into just grossly overweight.
We want to get you under 3,000 calories if possible.
All right. Something like that. Gizmo sent us a text that said, did you guys see where NASA is going to shoot an asteroid with a missile?
No.
That never works out in the movies.
No. Yeah.
You're right, Gizmo. It never works out. It always ends tragically.
Yeah. It breaks apart and heads towards your house, doesn't it?
And then Steven Tyler starts singing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Goodness.
We'll check that one out, Gizmo.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, we got your news at the top of the hour, CBS News. And
That's
then
right.
Bill Trefero will be coming in with some local headlines for Lynchburg, Roanoke, and the South Side.
And then we'll talk to Julie Wheeler at 7:36 about some of the scams that are out there.
And there are many.
Yeah, it's Cyber Awareness Month.
Wow.
Cyber Security Month Awareness.
You're going to have to wipe that mic off now.
It was a little slobber, wasn't it?